शाश्वतं गति निरोधकं ईश्वरार्पितं नेच्छया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं कायवाङ्मन कार्यमुत्तमं पूजनं जप चिन्तनं क्रमात् जगत ईशदीयुक्त सेवनम् अष्टमूर्ति विद्देव पूजनम् उत्तमस्तवात् उच्चमन्दत चित्तजं जप ज्ञानमुत्तमम् आज्यधारया श्रोतसा समम् सरलचिन्तनं विरलतपरं वेदभावनातसोऽहमित्यसौ भावनाविदा पावनीमता भावशून्यसद्भावसुस्थितिः भावनाबलात् भक्तिरुत्तमा त्रिस्सले मन स्वस्थता क्रिया भक्तियोगबोधाश्च निश्चितं वायुरोदनात् लीयते मन जालपच्चिवत् क्रोधसाधनं चित्तवायवचित्क्रियायुता साकयोद्वयी शक्तिमूलका लयविनाशने उभयरोदने लयगतं पुनः भवति नोमितं प्राणबन्धनात् लीनमानसम् एकचिन्तनात् नाशमेत्यद नष्टमानसोत्कृष्टयोगिन कृतमस्ति किं स्वस्थितं यतः दृश्यवारितं चित्तमात्मन चित्त्वदर्शनं तत्त्वदर्शनं मानसं तु किं मार्गने कृते नैव मानसं मार्गार्जवा वृत्तयस्त्वहं वृत्तिमाश्रिता वृत्तयो मन विद्या अहमयं कुतो भवति चिन्वत ऐपतित्यहं निजविचारणम् अमिनाशभाजमहं तया स्फुरति सत्स्वयं परमपूर्णसत् यमापदयमहं पदाभिक्षणमहम् अहमिलीनके अप्लयतया विग्रहेन्द्रिया प्राणदीतमः नाहमेकसजडम् असत् We are seeing the Gyan Marg, and Raman Maharshi says, Manasam tu kim marga ne krite. Bole, find out what is this mind. And once you find it out, when you inquire, marga ne krite, when you inquire, what will find? Naiva manasam. There is no mind. So long we were thinking that there is a problem outside, and we were trying to solve the problem, because all the problems in the vritti roop, in the roop of thought, they come into the mind. And we were solving problem outside. He says, find out whether at all the mind is there or not. Well, if you inquire, you will find the mind is not there. And how was the inquiry to be done? Find out whether it is the mind is sat or asat. Sat means whether the mind is trikale tishtati iti sat, whether it is changing or not. So we found out that in the deep sleep there is no mind. And during the day also it is changing continuously. So it is not sat. Can we call it asat? It is not there 3 period of time. No. We are experiencing it. So neither it is sat nor it is asat. Then what is this? Well, then it is mithya. And anything which is mithya, according to Raman Maharshi and scripture, it is asat, it is not existing. If we can prove anything which is mithya, then the ultimate conclusion is, it is asat, it's not there at all. Margarjavad, bole, this is straight path. Why you do have to go to do the puja and purify your mind or quieten your mind in pranayam? Well, it's not needed. From the root itself, remove this mind. Mind is not there. Oh, Ramanji, your marg is straight, but I am not able to understand. Come to our level. He says, okay, start inquiry. What is this inquiry? Well, vrittaya tu aham vrittim asrita. Bole, in vritti, all vrittaya, vritta is a plural here. Bole, all these vrittis are dependent on aham vritti. So that means there are two type of vritti. Analyze, start inquiring. Take one vritti. Like we do na, for tasting the blood. They take one drop and they find out whether there is sugar or not, whether there is a malaria parasite there or not. They take one drop. Well, similarly, you take one vritti, analyze one vritti. When you analyze one vritti, what you will find? Well, there are two parts. One part is idam vritti, this, whatever you see, and aham vritti. Well, all these idam vrittis are dependent on aham vritti. If aham vritti is not there, then the idam vritti has got no value. So idam vritti is negated. All idam vritti is negated. So according to verse number 18, bole vrittiyo mana viddi aham mana. Bole aham vritti is mind now. We have taken one thought, negated idam part, there are two parts in that thought, idam part and aham part, negated the idam part. Now he says, what is mind? Well, aham vritti is mind. Because ahambritti is common in all our experiences. Like we have seen, in antahkaran there are four things. Mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Ahankar is always common in all experiences. I am thinking. Thinking means mana, mind, sankalpa, vikalpa, mana. I am thinking. I is common. I have decided. The intellect part has come in. I is common. I am remembering, the chit part. So I is common in all experiences. So he says, this ahambritti is mind. But this ahambritti also goes, merges in deep sleep. There is no ahambritti. In deep sleep, we don't experience. So ahambritti is not there. Then he says, aham, I am kuto bhavati chinvata. Well, now find out the cause of this ahambritti. What is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. And in the thought, there are two parts. One part is idam vritti, another part is aham vritti. Idam vritti negated. Now he is saying, find out the cause, find out the source of aham vritti. Where is this aham vritti? Well, this aham vritti takes shape according to your identification. I am student, then the thoughts of books, physics, chemistry, everything will come. I am an officer, the thoughts of officer will come. I am a husband, the thought of wedding anniversary will come. So as you identify yourself, so the thought. According to your ways, according to your aham vritti, the idam vritti depends on aham vritti. If I am prime minister, the thought of all political things will come, not other things will come. But this way, as the I thought, so the aham vritti. But now you inquire, where is this aham vritti? What is the cause of this aham vritti? Bale, I patati. But the moment you inquire, it's not there. How is this inquiry to be done? It is said, in the mind, there are vrittis. And this vritti itself becomes subject, object, and the process also. How is that? Well, all those four things are vritti only. Ahankar is vritti. Vritti means thought. Ahankar is thought. Then thinking mind is also a thought. Deciding factor is also a thought. Remembering is also a thought. Whatever we see, the objects of the world, that also enter into the mind as a thought. I am seeing chair. Chair is not going inside. What is going inside? A thought of chair is going inside. So the subject ahankar is also a thought. The object chair is also a thought inside in the mind. And the experiencer experienced and the process of experiencing, everything is in mind. All are in the form of thoughts. So the same thought becomes ahankar, the subject, same thought becomes object. Inquire. Is it not a fraud? The same thought is saying that I am subject, the same thought is saying I am object, the same thought is saying that I am the experiencing process is also the thought. Ai patati. Gone. Ahambritti is also gone. Nij vicharanam. Bale, just inquire, think. Without thinking, this is going on. I am thinking mind is real, mind is there, and accordingly we are transacting with the world. Thinking that mind is real, Ravana Maharshi says, find out what is this mind. Mind is a vritti, idam vritti gone, aham vritti, inquire, that also is gone. अहम ही नास भाज्य अहम अहम तया स्फुरति हित स्वयं परम पूर्ण सत. बोले व्हाट विल हैपन व्हेन दिस वृत्ति गोज, विल देयर बी एनी वॉयड, इज दिस अ वॉयड स्टेट, शून्य, इफ द ऑल थॉट्स आर गॉन व्हाट विल बी देयर. बोले यू विल फाइंड देयर प्योर अहम, प्योर अहम विल बी देयर. दिस ईगो द अहम वृत्ति वी कॉल इट द स्मॉल आई. When the small I dissolves, what remains? Well, the big I, the Aham, the Atman, the Brahman. So was this small I covering the Aham, the pure self? Well, no. It is because of our not inquiring it properly, it was there. When this small I goes, then the big I comes? Well, no. Big I was already there. We just removed the small I and we came to know about the big I. But who is this big I? Bole Param Purna Sat. Param Purna Sat, Param is Utkrishta. Why this Param is Utkrishta? Bole small I is always changing. Hence it is Nikrishta. In the Vritti, the Idam Vritti is changing continuously. I am seeing hall, I am seeing clock, I am seeing this is Idam Vritti is constantly changing. Well, Aham Vritti is also changing. How? I am an officer. How long you are an officer? So long you are in the office, you are an officer. After retirement, you are no more officer. So, well, Aham Vritti is also changing. But this pure self Vritti, the big I, well, never changes. So that is Param. So when the Aham Vritti and Idam Vritti are removed, what remains there is only the consciousness, the Atman. Simple formula. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Right? Consciousness or the Atman or the Brahman, whatever you want to say, plus thought is equal to mind. Now, a little bit of algebra. Mind minus thought is equal to what we did? We took the thought, we removed Idam Vritti, we removed Aham Vritti, thought is gone, mind minus thought, what remains? Consciousness. That consciousness, he says, Param Poorna, you are full. And what was this small I? Small I was, I was limited. I am only this much. The moment this small I is removed, what remains? Well, Param Poorna Sat. Sat means existence. So that self, Sat is there, existence. Param Poorna Sat. इदम अहम पदा अभिक्षवन अहम अहम लीन के अपि अलय सत्या. बोले व्हेन दिस स्मॉल आई गोज व्हाट हैपेंस, देयर इज अनदर आई. सो फार वी हैव सीन ओनली टू आईज, ना स्मॉल आई एंड नाउ द मोमेंट दिस अहम द स्मॉल आईज गोज द ईश्वर ऑल्सो गोज. नाउ वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज ईश्वर. सो देयर इज फर्स्ट यू थिंक ऑफ ए ब्रह्मन consciousness. This is pure consciousness. Second combination is consciousness plus, as we have studied in Tattvabodh, that Sattva Pradhan Maya, that means Rajas and Tamas will be very less. This is called Ishwar. And then the same consciousness with Rajas and Tamas Pradhan with little bit of S is called Jiva. So the moment this is removed, you can say this mind, When this is removed, well, this also goes away. So long you consider yourself jiva, Ishwar is there. The moment you break that I am not a jiva, I am Paramapurna Sat, this is Paramapurna Sat. So once you come to Parampurna Sat, this also is Parampurna Sat, this also is a Parampurna Sat. There is only one Parampurna Sat. The moment the Jivatva ends, you become Atman or the Brahman. He is also Brahman, he is also Brahman. There are not many Brahman, there is only one Brahman. So once you become Brahman, there is only one Brahman, there cannot be Ishwar. So the moment Jivatva ends, Ishwar ends. So long I am Jiva, Ishwar is there. We will say, I am doing karma, he is karma phal data. We have to bring in the Ishwar for making all creation. It is not the Parampurna Sat, pure Sat. He can never create anything. That we have already seen in our Ishavasya Upanishad. You remember? We have got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. So he cannot create anything. For creation, we have to bring in Maya. This is Maya. So the consciousness plus Maya becomes Ishwar. Because he has got Satta Pradhan Maya, so he is Sarvagya. He has got the full knowledge. This Maya creates, this is the inert part. I have negated the inert part. And what remains is Parampurna Sat, Self. Then aham ilin ke api alay satya. Jivatva gone, Ishwar gone. Brahman, alay satya, lay. Which can be merged, alay, which cannot be merged. Can I negate Brahman? No. You can destroy your body, but you cannot destroy Atman. Nobody can kill Atman. Alay Satta, Bole is still there. Bole, little bit again you analyze. What is this? Bole Vigraha Indriya Pran Dhi Tama. We have seen this also. Vigraha means body. Body, senses, prana, then dhi, buddhi, and tama. Tama means ignorance. Can you say the Atman is all these things? No. Why? Bole, these are all inert. They are jad, asat. Tad jadam hi asat. They are inert and asat. Why they are inert? Vigraha, indriya, prana, dhi and tama. Bole, they are all inert. Why? Because maya itself is inert. They are all made of five great elements, subtle and gross. All these elements are inert. So their product also will be inert. Whatever is seen, the rule is whatever is seen is inert. Yad drisham tad jadam. Whatever you see in this world, very simple mathematics. Because you cannot see this consciousness. Whatever you see, you will see the creation of Maya only. With five great elements, whatever the 14 lokas are made, your body or the body of any being, you can see only this thing. Maya product you can see. So all Maya product is what? Yad drisham tad jadam. Because Maya itself is inert. And yad jadam tat nasvaram. Because the whole Maya product is changing in. And what is perishable is mithya. What is mithya? Is asat, is not existing. That is what he is saying. Vigraha indriya prana dhitama. Now this you can classify into three. Gross body, subtle body and causal body. Vigraha will come under gross body. Then indriya prana and dhi. Dhi means intellect, mind, intellect. That comes under subtle body. And tama is the causal body. Now identified with the vigraha, you say, I am fair, I am tall, I am man, I am woman, I am an officer. Identified with the body. Then when identified with the prana, what we say? I am hungry, I am thirsty. Identified with the prana. Then identified with the indriya, you will say, I am seeing clearly, I can't hear. Then identified with the dhi, I am intelligent. Or I am sukhi dukhi, I am happy, unhappy. The sukh dukh is experienced at the mental level. Tamha, ignorance, I am ignorant about the computer, I don't know this subject. Tama. Bole, these all are asat and jada. Now the question arises, this is the last verse of inquiry of ego. It says,
सत्वभासिका चित्त्ववेतरा सत्वभासिका चित्त्ववेतरा सत्तया हि चेत् चित्तयायनम्
सत्तया हि चेत् चित्तयायनम्
सत्वभासिका चित्त्ववेतरा
सत्वभासिका चित्त्ववेतरा
सत्तया हि
चेत् चित्तया ह्यम्
रमन महर्षि सेज व्हेन यू इंक्वायर ईगो व्हाट विल हैपन ही सेज धावती अहंकार पिशाचवत इन सद्दर्शन रमन महर्षि सेज वंस यू इंक्वायर स्टार्ट इंक्वायरिंग अबाउट द ईगो the ego will run away. Like Pishachvat. Pishachvat means when a ghost enters your body, what they do? In India, they do some jhadphok and this and that. And it runs away. Bale, similarly, bale, you inquire. It will run away. It's not there. You remember the story of Mani Mama? Inquire, Mani Mama is not there. Gone. Similarly, bole, just inquire. Bole, how this has happened? Bole, this has happened because of your avidya, because of my ignorance. I never did the proper thinking. That is why it is still there. Tulsidasi se jad chetan hi granthi par gayi yadapi mrisa chukrat kathinai. Bole, this is the granthi of jad and chetan. Jaran Chetan, we were also inquiring in our last class, can there be a combination of Atman and inert thing? No. It can never happen. Because their natures are different, totally different. But because of my identification with all these things, I am saying, I am this, I am this, I am this, lot of upadhis, lot of visheshans I have collected. What we have to remove is the adjectives. Adjectives means, I am businessman, for Vyavahar you are businessman, I am king, in Vyavahar you are king. It is only when the identification is there, I plus the dress of the king makes king. Independently, the dress cannot claim that I am king, or without dress, I cannot claim I am king. It is with the combination, these visheshans, these adjectives, these upadhis are coming in. Vyavahar, go on doing vyavahar, but don't give any importance to your ego. Ab kya hoga if somebody tells something, I am not hurt. We are giving too much importance to our ego, which is not there. So even after realization, you will be there with ego. With ego, you will be doing vyavahar. It's not that if somebody is asking you, what is your name? Don't say, I am not Deepak, I am Param Purna Sat. I am Brahman. No, no, no. In vyavahar, I still will be Deepak Ji and do the vyavahar. But I know this is, Deepak means this body identified with this body, I am Deepak. Okay. Vyavahar will be going on. But if somebody is saying, well, he is saying to the body only, or to the mind, or to the senses, it's not their ego. If I don't give any importance, bole jad chetan granthi pad gayi. You cannot join it. You see, what is not? You take two ropes and you join it. These two ropes are real. These can be joined. Although the magician can show you there is no knot. He will hold it in such a way, tie it a knot also and remove the knot also. Can be done. But for this knot, two real things are required, na? Of the similar nature. But what about this jad and chetan? They are not of the similar nature. Chetan you cannot see, you cannot hold it. Jad you can see. So how you can unite? Cannot be united. So Tulsidas ji says, jad chetan granthi par gayi yadyapi mrisa. Mrisa means false. This is false, this is not there. But chhutat kathinai, very difficult to remove. Ramanji says, bole thoda sa vichar karo. It's lack of our thinking. It is because of our ignorance. It is because of our avidya. It is still there. So thus the ego is an illusion. Now tell me, sattabhasika chit, who is illuminating this sat? You said in the earlier verse that you are param purna sat. Idam vritti gone, aham vritti gone, what is left? Sat. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness, sat. Now the question is, who is illuminating? It is the chit part, it will be saying now. It is the style of Ramanji, he always gives a question. Kwa va itara, who is illuminating? Like earlier he said, karma kim param? Then he said, krittam asti kim? Answer no. Well, who is illuminating? Well, it is illuminating. There is nothing, nobody else is there. You see, when you, if I ask you, go and find out, see whether the Upadesar is there in the bookstore or not. So what you need a bookstore, a space is there. Then that the bookstore is illumined, there is some light there. Then you go there. You must have the knowledge of English, what is Upadesar, then you go and find out. It is not the Upadesar book, people say, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. No, I have to know, I have to know how to read. Then my senses will transfer that to my mind. So this is Upadesar, you bring it. Outside light is needed. And to see the object, the inside conscious light also is needed. How? Consciousness illumines the mind. Mind illumines my eyes, all senses. Then this sees the Upadesar book there. And then I pick it up. But to know my own existence, do I need any light? I don't need to see the sun. Do I need a candle to see the sun? No, we don't need. To see the outside object, we need light. But to see my own existence, if this is a dark room, there is no light, no outside light. Still, if I say, where are you, Deepak ji? I am here. I know my existence, no outside light is there. I know I am. In a dense forest, if there is a darkness, still you will say, I know I am. But for seeing a wild animal, you need light. So knowing yourself, you don't need any outside light. Nothing is required. I know I am without light also, I know. So I am is the existence part and I know is the chit part. I know I am. So the knowing part is the chit part and I am is sat part. Well, both are together. It is not that they are different. Sat and chit is one and same. No. I don't think so. I don't agree with you. Sat is different, chit is different. I think the Atman is an object. And that Atman object has got two qualifications, two qualities. One is Sat, another is Chit. If you consider this way, then there will be two fallacies. First is, if Sat is there, existence is there, without Chit part, that will become inert, Achit. Sat is there, if you think it is independent, without chit, this is inert, achit. Now think of chit without sat, non-existent. Both are not acceptable. Sat without consciousness is inert. Consciousness without sat is non-existent. Both are not acceptable. Then Shruti also says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam. We have got the support of that. That consciousness is Satyam. Sat, Jnanam, Chit part, Anantam, infinite, the Ananda part. It is said in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Then the logic, Yukti also says that Sat without Chit is inert. Chit without Sat is non-existent consciousness. And our Anubhuti, our experience, that also says, I know I am. So from the Shruti standpoint, from the Yukti standpoint, and from the Anubhuti, these are the three ways we decide a thing. The Shruti also support that Sat, Chit, Anand is one and the same. It's not different. By Yukti, by logic also we have seen the existence without consciousness is inert, consciousness without existence is non-existence consciousness. Both are not acceptable to us. And our Anubhuti, my own experience, that also says, I know I am. So I don't need any light to illumine that. Neither any light can illuminate. To know that I am, I don't need any light. Neither other light can illuminate also. Can we see with the torchlight, this is Atman? No. Outside light cannot illuminate. It's coming there. Why don't need outside light to illuminate that? Nor outside light can illuminate. Inquiry of ego and seer. So today we have seen, starting from the mind, we have done the inquiry, then inquiry and seer about the mind part. Now somebody will say, you have talked about the jeev and the mind and everything. Tell me something about the God. You have not said much about that. Well, a bhakti marg, you said, Bheda Bhavanath, Abheda Bhavanath. What is the difference between Ishwar and me? You talked about in Bhakti Marg, there is Bheda Bhav, Abheda Bhav. But what is the Bheda and Abheda? That was not discussed there at that time. Well, you tell me about that. Is there any difference between me and Lord? Or it is one and the same? That also I have to know. Okay. Is the God with form or without form? It depends on your understanding. If you think that this body is real, then Ishwar is also real. It is with the form. If you think you are with the form, then Ishwar is also with the form. If you think you are formless, then Ishwar is also formless. A person went and asked Uriya Baba, are you Dvaiti or Advaiti? Are you dualist or a non-dualist? Bole, no, I am neither Dvaiti nor Advaiti, I am Advaita, I am non-dual. So we all are Advaita, one Brahman. Okay, so how do we see? So Tulsi Baba says, Jaki Rahi Bhavana Jaisi Prabhi Murat Dekhi Tin Taisi. As per your understanding, you will see. If you think that I am with the form, form is real, then Ishwar is also real. It is your understanding. If you think you are formless, you are without this body, I am not this body, then Ishwar is also not there. It is formless. But 99% of the population, they think they are real with the body. That is why they want Ishwar also with the body. We need Ishwar in a form. So, now it is in the next verse that he said, yes.
Isa jivayor vesadhi vidha.
Sattva bhavatah vastu kevalam.
Sattva bhavatah vastu kevalam.
Isa jivayor vesadhi vidha.
Isha divayo vesati vidha
satsvabhavata vastu kevalam
satsvabhavata vastu kevalam.
Isha divayo vesati vidha. Bole, there is difference between jeev and Ishwar. Bole, what is the difference? Bole, there are two difference. Number one, ves, body, upadhi, and dhi, buddhi. Two differences. Difference of upadhi and difference of dhi. What is this difference? Well, yes, when I see Bhagwan, any group, I see the charming, smiling face. How is my face? Long and drawn. I am always worried. But the Lord is always smiling. If I see the Lord Shiva, I see Ganges flowing out of Jata, then crescent moon is there, snakes are there, Rajijalankar, Bhasma, He is Santam, Shivam Sundaram. When I see Lord Krishna, He is with three bands, standing, smiling. There is a difference in ways. In upadhi, there is a difference. Why there is difference? We have just now seen He has got a upadhi, Satta Pradhan Upadhi. Our is Rajas and Tamas Pradhan Upadhi. So there is a difference between upadhi. Why there is a difference? Because of the guna. Dhi, buddhi, He is Sarvakya because He is Satta Pradhan. Sarvakya. And what I have got Malina Sattva. Rajas and Tamas is more, and I have got a Sattva, which is Malin Sattva, which is not sufficient to know my own true nature of self. So what I have to do? I have to become Sattva Pradhan. How do I become Sattva Pradhan? We have already seen in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. Sattva Pradhan means what? When Rajo and Tamo guna are subdued, Sattva increases. When Rajo guna is more, that means Sattva and Tamas is subdued. When Tamo guna is more, that means Sattva and Rajas are subdued. And they are continuously changing. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas continuously change. We can by effort come out from Tamas to Rajas, from Rajas to Sattva, and Sattva itself help you to transcend the Sattva also. You can go beyond Sattva. So what we have to do? We have to improve our Sattva, come up to the Sattva. When the Sattva Gun comes, then you will be able to understand the scriptures. When you will be able to understand the scripture, then you can negate idam vritti, aham vritti, you reached parampurna sat. Hua ki nahi? Parampurna sat. Achha, isa jeeva yo vesa di vidam. So there are two things. The difference is from these two standpoint. But there is oneness from another side. There is a difference from the upadhi side, but it is one. How it is one? Sat svabhavata vastu kevalam. Bole, from the standpoint of sat svabhav, from the existence standpoint, bole, vastu kevalam, there is one. How that is one? With upadhi, He is different. With upadhi, Jeev is different. But if you remove the upadhi, if you don't consider the upadhi, then this is one. With upadhi, different. Without this upadhi, is the one and same. Hua ki nahi mathematics? Remove the upadhi. What is there? There is no jiva, there is no Ishwar. What remains? It is only one consciousness, Parampurna Sat. So from the standpoint of consciousness and existence, it is one and the same. Satta Bhasika Chittva Itara Satyahi chitta, chittayahi ham. Sat is chitta, chittahi aham. Then next is Ishwar jivayo vesadi vidha. The difference is from the standpoint of ves and dhi. With ves, with upadhi, there is a difference. With upadhi, there is a difference between Lord Krishna and me. Without upadhi, He has also got the same consciousness. I have also got the same consciousness. From the standpoint of the consciousness, it's the same. So from the two standpoint, both the statements are correct. There is a difference between Ishwar and me, and there is no difference in between Ishwar and me. With upadhi, there is difference. Without Upadhi, there is no difference. Is that clear? Should we proceed further? It's a 10 minutes karlo. Chara.
Veshahanata Swatma Darshanam.
Veshahanata Swatma Darshanam.
Isha Darshanam Swatma Rupataha.
Isha Darshanam Swatma Rupataha.
Veshahanata Swatma Darshanam. Veshahanata Swatma Darshanam. Isha Darshanam Swatma Rupataha.
Isha Darshanam Swatma Rupataha.
Now a person says, I want Ishwar Darshan. So the question comes, you want the Rupa Darshan or the Swarupa Darshan? Which one you want? If you say, no, I want Rupa Darshan, then the question will come, which Rupa? Virat Rupa? Vishwarupa, which Arjun saw? Or you want Ishtadev Rupa? Which Rupa you want to see? I want to do Ishwar Darshan. Acha. In Ishtadev Rup, which Ishtadevta? Okay, you say, I want Ram. Which Ram? Banvasi Ram, Raja Ram, Proud Ram, Bal Ram, which Ram? It is just like when you go to the restaurant, as a waiter will come and say, tea or coffee? You say, tea, with milk or without milk? Second question. Okay, without milk. With sugar or without sugar? Without sugar. Then you ask, do you want the regular or the herbal? No, I want the herbal. Which flavor? You want the orange or you want the rose? I bola baba jo hai leke aake de dekh. The moment you say I want the Rupa Darshan, bola which Rupa? Virat. Well, you want to see the Virat? It is already there. See? Virat is there. You want Vishwarupa Darshan? You have to become Arjun. Seek the grace of the Lord. He will give you the spec, 3D spec, to see Vishwarupa. Gyan Chachu, Lord gave, na? To Arjun. Now you can see the Vishwarupa. So for seeing the Vishwarupa, you have to pray to the Lord to give you that Gyan Chachu. Acha, no, I want my Ishtadevata Rupa. Now I have decided, I want this and this. I want Ramji Rupa, this form. Okay, I want Sivji Rupa. Yes, that also. Well, you have to do Om Namah Shivaya Jap for, it's a Panchakshari, five akshars are there. Shivaya, Namah. Shivaya 3, Namah 2, 5. For each letter, you have to chant 1 crore time. What is 1 crore? 10 million. So 5 crore time, you chant Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya with the sum of rules and regulations, Shivji ji will come, he will give you darshan. Another person said, no, I want Ramji Darshan. Ramji Darshan you also you can get. But you have to do Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. These are 13 letters. And Samartha Ramdas Ji, Guru of Shivaji did it and he got the Darshan also. But he had to do 13 crore time. Why 13 crore time? Because the whole thing is 13 letters. You can get Rupa Darshan. No, it is very difficult. Kaun karega itna? I don't want Rupa Darshan, I want Swarupa Darshan. Yes, you can do the Swarupa Darshan. This verse explains that Swarupa Darshan. which we'll see in our next class. We won't be able to complete it in 5 minutes. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Hari.